much as we can have an interest to cultivate presence of mind, mindfulness, which to me is also a quality of cultivation of the heart, heart-mind, heartfulness. This quality which is natural to us, yet at times needs to be cultivated, because we easily forget, we're absent, lost in constructs, past or future. And often, from being lost, confusion comes. And the power of the mind, the heart, to cultivate a certain quality, and it grows. It's quite amazing to notice that we have the potential. It's a true potential to wake up, to actually incline the heart-mind towards peace, harmony. Or some sense of ease, that as we cultivate a quality, it grows. And so metta, this quality of kindness, care, to care, to be concerned, has a deep effect on the heart, on the mind. As I said last night, mindfulness, a medicine. Metta, a medicine. Qualities that are embedded in us and that we can taste. And the more we are cultivating these qualities, the more they're available. And of course have not only an effect on ourselves, but in relationship to others in the world. So we as a community are offering this gift of kindness to our energy, our aspiration, our wish, to deepen this connection and also radiate it amongst ourselves in this room and even further. It's meaningful, at least meaningful to me and certainly to many of us if we're here. This world is in deep need of care and peace. So as Arya said yesterday, some people like chanting a lot, some like it so-so, some don't like it. And if we do like it a lot, we'll begin with the four aspirations, chanting together to manifest its metta in the world. And if we just want to listen, please listen in a way that you are stable, tolerant, open-minded. So just once in English, these aspirations are meaningful. When we actually chant and say, may all beings be free from enmity, all types of violence, hatred, forms of anger. May all beings be free from mental suffering. May all beings be free from physical suffering. May all beings take care of themselves happily. So we'll chant three times in Pali only, which is what you have on the left side of the paper, the sheet. And I think today we'll chant together three times. And then we'll do metta practice. Sabbe sata avera hontu. Sabbe sata abhyapaja hontu. Sabbe sata aniga hontu. Sabbe sata sukhiyatanam pariharantu. Sabbe sata avera hontu. Sabbe sata abhyapaja hontu. Sabbe sata aniga hontu. Sabbe sata sukhiyatanam pariharantu. Sabbe sata avera hontu. Sabbe sata abhyapaja hontu. Sabbe sata aniga hontu. Sabbe sata sukhiyatanam pariharantu. So there are many forms of, or ways to cultivate this quality of metta, of kindness, care, friendliness, goodwill. And it may be very creative, this practice. For each and every one, there's a way we may enter into the connection with this goodwill. There's a heart connection. One can feel one's presence at the heart center, or just be present with our entire body, connecting. The mind, heart, body. If one wishes, there's a way that we may have more aspiration or desire to the intimate. And for some people, just placing a hand on the heart or the abdomen to feel that connection. It's something one can incline towards, and we sense life, we sense this heart. So there's the felt sense. In the same way that we can feel breath, feel the heart, and invite this wish, this aspiration of goodwill. The words will help to stay focused in the connection, but they're not always necessary. Very helpful if the mind is very distracted or out of focus. There's a very clear orientation here. What are we doing? We're cultivating metta. So may I be well. May I be happy. May I be at ease. May I be safe and protected from harm, from any type of danger. May I care to care. Or even may my heart or mind incline towards kindness. And knowing that this is a wish, it's not a must or a should. It's just an aspiration. And taking the time to receive the aspiration in ourselves. There's the feeling, connecting with the quality, the energy of kindness, the words and the meaning. Your own pace. You can offer yourself to yourself a phrase, a touch, a connection of kindness. Thank you. Very naturally, at times we can notice the impact of the kindness or the aspiration on our mind, our heart, whatever that may be. There may be a softening, a sense of ease, relaxed state, or maybe it reveals some type of emotion. Any experience which may be manifested in this moment, may it be received with care and kindness. This too And we may now, if we wish and feel the sense of connection with ourself, wishing ourselves well, may I be well, may I be safe, may I be happy or peaceful. Unconditionally. Don't need to feel any kind of way to wish ourselves well. If we feel there is a sense of ease and we benefit, then we can naturally nourish this heart, mind, with metta. And at times it may be a little difficult. And so inviting another being may be extremely appropriate. So there's a way that we may have a connection to someone else, someone we naturally invite in our mind, imagination, in the field of presence. And this being is said to be the benefactor, it's someone towards whom we have gratitude, respect. Be someone in our life who represents this being, a benefactor. Maybe a grandparent or a teacher, someone who taught us something or who is still teaching something. Any kind of skill. In any case, someone with whom the connection is one of ease. Very simple. When we think of this being, very naturally, we wish this person well. So we have a way that we actually have a sense of connection. By image, if we feel so inclined, or thought, think of this person. Or we hold them in our hearts in the felt sense. And in the very same way, we just wish them well. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. And stabilizing the connection with this person or yourself, if you stay with yourself. And really, it's exactly the same whether you choose to stay with yourself or this other person, because it's the watering of the seeds of metta that blossom. Well, be happy, be safe, be peaceful. Gently at your own rhythm, repeating words and connecting words, the meaning and the feeling. As you like. Very slowly, just coming back to ourself, if there was another being in ourself. Connecting with the felt sense in the heart. Or the body. And just noticing the impact of the kindness on our being, whatever that may be. Family may wish to end the sit, staying in the quiet. Connecting with breath, the felt sense, the care, the kindness. Or if we feel so inclined, we can end by radiating metta, kindness. To the person that is sitting next to us or behind us, or someone who we know at first and very naturally there's a sense of connection, and we may wish this person well. May you be safe, well, at ease. Unconditionally opening the field of presence, caring presence, to each and everyone here, the we, as a community. May we be well, may we be happy, may we be peaceful. And radiating metta, our kindness, friendliness, to the managers, cooks that are offering food, time, may you be well, safe, and happy. And then to the people living here, the owner, the guests, the cat, the animals, you too, may you be well, may you be happy, may you be peaceful. Very naturally radiating this kindness in all directions. This widening circle. All directions. All living creatures, all beings. May you be well, happy, and peaceful. this benevolent heart, goodwill, contribute to the peace that is manifesting today in this world. And very gently coming back into presence to your own body. Stabilizing the quality of presence with the breath. The natural flow of breath, life energy flowing through your body, heart, mind.